Hello and welcome to Bad Boy Cinema, a movie review podcast. I am your host, Rick Reel, and with me today is my wonderful co-host, Elliot Film. Elliot, how are you doing?
Grand.
It's good to be behind the mic again.
First time in, I believe, 112 years since that song
our first
came out.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we wrote the song in the beginning. Right. I forgot that we wrote that. Yeah.
We wrote that song 112 years ago, and we found out podcasts don't exist. So we cryogenically froze ourselves to 112 years in the future, which is now.
And now we're catching up on movies.
Yeah. Hopefully that theme song is still current, still what's popping on the radio.
Not that we've checked, because we got out of cryogenic and we're like, we're going to the Blockbuster, which didn't exist then 112 years ago. And then also still doesn't exist.
Yeah. The best, and then we found out the best movie at the time was The Great Train Robbery.
Oh, it was when that train was like coming at you. That was so real.
Yeah. Wild.
Oh, man. I just about peed my pants.
Yeah.
Is that too much? Is that too personal right now? No, we're good. We're all adults here.
I actually know someone who got hit by that train. They say it's not
really.
I saw somebody actually
in the theater. In the theater, you saw somebody get hit. Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine having a heart attack.
I talked to somebody who said they saw somebody get hit. You know, it's a little daisy chained together, but.
And we love a game of telephone.
Cinema's dangerous.
Telegram, yeah. Mm-hmm. What makes it tell us something?
Love a good game of Morse code.
Yeah, that's what we called it back in our day. Anyway, so for this week's episode, we decided to touch upon a classic film that I had never seen before, but Elliot, I know, is near and dear to you.
This is, which is one of the films of all time.
One of the films of all time, which I'm sure you can tell based on the title of this episode, is Heathers, released in 1988.
Originally.
Directed by Michael Lehman.
That's
starring
Lehman.
Winona Ryder, Christian Slater, and I will... Gordon. I will get back to Christian Slater. I have some thoughts about him.
I'm sure you do.
Mr. Mosby from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody is in this as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm unfamiliar. I haven't caught up on The Suite Life since
Suite Life on Deck.
Yeah, I haven't caught up on that since coming out of the freezer.
True. That's kind of what I went to first.
Yeah. This is a spec script originally written for Stanley Kubrick.
Was it really?
Based on the success and admiration the writer had for Dr. Strangelove, which is another film that we may one day get to.
I've seen that one. And I like Dr. Strangelove. I'll let the record show.
It's a great film.
And to get it out of the way, I know you like this movie. Do you love this movie or you just like it?
No, I love this movie.
You love this movie.
This is just a quick little idea for the people who don't know this movie and are just here for the good vibes. There will be spoilers.
For vibes. Oh, yeah. We're going to spoil the heck out of this movie. So please check it. It's on Amazon Prime if you want to watch it for free and you have Amazon Prime. So check it out. But for most people, I feel like most people have seen this movie. My girlfriend.
Yeah.
She likes
classic.
This movie.
But for those who have not seen it and you're just like, let me wait until they get to the spoilers before I stop listening, because this is just great content. This is like a John Hughes movie directed by Tim Burton. I feel like that's
it. Does have a proto Timothy to it, you know. Definitely feels like Edward Scissorhands adjacent, or like maybe not adjacent, but like on the same street.
Yeah.
You know what Fleet I'm saying? Street. But a little further, maybe in the same neighborhood, you know, they run into each other when they're walking the dogs, but they're not like friends. Yeah.
I don't know. That might be because it stars Winona Ryder.
It might just be like that.
This feels a little bit like Beetlejuice, you know?
I'm getting a lot of Winona Ryder vibes from this. Her voice, she like sound like, not that she sounds bad in Stranger Things, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm not huge on
she's got a rasp
filmography. She's got a rasp voice for sure. Not in a bad way, but in a, oh wow, she sounded like that since she was,
yeah,
I don't know how old she was in this, but
like 20 young. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I didn't love the movie. And I think part of the problem, well, not problem, but part of the thing is that like, I've definitely seen, you know, watching the movie, I could definitely tell, oh, this definitely inspired like Mean Girls, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which Mean
Girls and Mean
Girls,
Clueless, and
another
Legally
movies,
Blonde.
Movies I don't necessarily, well, I have seen Legally Blonde, not Clueless though, but like, you know, I'm fine with Mean Girls. I actually like Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde's great. It's
a good movie. But for me, this felt like, you know, because I had seen so many things that were inspired by this, or kind of, you know, had some of their mm-hmm. DNA in those future films. This felt like kind of not derivative, because it's, you know, the other way around, but like it was kind of like I get it, you know,
it was
like
missing something.
It was missing the secret sauce of the future films. And if I probably watched it all in the correct order, I would have not felt that way. And I'm sure I would have liked it more, but that's just how I came to it. And you know, that's fine.
That happens all the time. It's, I think, happening a lot with like Marvel movies. Like, kids these days, to my understanding, don't really fuck with the Star Wars films, like the originals, because they're like, well, Guardians of the Galaxy is that, but better.
Is that true? Do people think that?
I think that people are like, this is kind of the same thing, but it's not as funny, and it doesn't have a dancing tree. It has a dogman.
Yeah, but R2-D2 is like better than a dancing tree. You know, I love it when he screams. It's so funny.
I mean, yeah, so but what did you see guy. First? What did you see first? Star Wars or Guardians of the Galaxy?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's also a classic, like, it's all, if you watched It's Always Sunny and then go to Seinfeld, like Seinfeld's not as funny.
Yeah,
but those people are
the
wrong.
Evolution of
is great. It's a great show.
Yeah, but which one did you see first?
I mean, technically Seinfeld, but
interesting. It's the evolution of cinema, and
at Bad Boy Cinema,
we're all about the evolution of cinema.
We love cinema.
We were just talking about The Great Train Robbery. Y'all remember that film? Bunch of bandits. 1906 or something. The Gay Shoe Salesman. I know all about it. I've been there. I've seen the films. I saw them in IMAX when it came out.
All right. So let's get back to our friend Michael Heather's film, Heathers. Yes.
Yeah. Shout out Heathers.
There's three of them.
Yeah. And
I didn't know. Going into it, I knew nothing about the movie. And I didn't know the turn it would take. So I was just like, oh, these Heather girls are not very nice.
Yeah.
And I was oh God, they're will somebody do something about them? And luckily
somebody does. Yeah. I love this movie because it's like pretty progressive for how problematic it is.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's funny. It's very technique about kids killing themselves. Even though, spoiler, they're being murdered.
Some of them, like the teen suicide, they're very good. People who try to kill themselves don't succeed, which is interesting.
True. That is a good point.
There are multiple people that attempt their own suicide instead of somebody else attempting their suicide, and they don't succeed. So what's that about? Is the message, get help. That's
should we just have in the description of this episode, should we just throw the suicide hotline?
Absolutely.
The Maybe just make that a staple. Right? Anyone listening to this, get help.
Yeah.
That's a good message.
That's important.
Covering our bases for the future, future-proofing the show. Suicide hotline number. We're good. We're safe.
Yeah. It's always there. A constant.
It's like legal boilerplate, you know. We're you signed
this is not suicide advice. We just like the helpline.
It's not suicide advice. What is that?
It's not financial advice. We just like the stock. This is we just like the helpline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just
kidshelpphone.com probably. Heathers. Winona Ryder, iconic. The costume designer went off on this film.
She did have some very fun outfits, I will agree.
I think they all had some great outfits. The coloring that foreshadows certain things. The Heather number one wearing red, and then Veronica, a.k.a. Winona Ryder, wearing blue. It's a fire water thing.
Well, but yeah, but then the other two, well, I thought it was just because the three Heathers were red, yellow, and green, and then
the green Heather turns to red Heather later in the film.
She does. It's kind of like in like an RPG where like there's like enemies that in the early game that are like one color, and then in the late game it's the same enemy, but they just like change them to like you know, blue or shit something. You're like, oh, that's a stronger enemy.
You're like, whoa, apes, pretty great. And then like eight levels later, you're like, whoa, grape apes, and they're purple.
And they're really tough. Yeah, you've played.
Oh yeah.
Click.
That's right from a real.
Which game? Bloons?
I have no idea what that's from.
Yeah.
It's a memory in there. I didn't invent it, but who knows?
Yeah, I wonder how that got in there during the cryo sleep.
Yeah.
Science is great. Modern science.
Modern
to us. Yeah. Ancient science to these people.
Ancient science of freezing your head.
Wonder how Walt.
Yeah, Heather's. Shout out Walt. Some of the most iconic films of our day. I think I don't really. Got to be honest, I didn't do that much. Yeah. I mean, I was watching an independent film at the time, so. This is a great satire on the teen comedy, teen drama kind of
is it
vibe.
Is it I guess I was like teen, it's not really a satire of teen comedy, it just is
teen drama,
it just is a teen comedy. Definitely a satire of teen drama because it's very tongue-in-cheek about the problems of the kids, which I guess at the time was probably a little bit more not interesting but a little bit more inventive.
Yeah,
I
thought they did a great job. It is a little problematic at certain points, and certain other points very problematic in the dialogue.
I mean, other than the stuff that the characters are doing, that is bad, which. Uh-huh. Truly, most of the characters are not like, you know, I like Winona Ryder as an actress. I think we're all actors, you know.
We're all in God's play.
Shut up. I've waited 112 years to tell you that. I didn't like, again, didn't like Christian Slater. I don't think I like him.
Christian Slater, I think he just thinks that he's Jack Nicholson in this movie.
His eyebrows needed to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, I think he watched The Shining and he's like, I'm an actor now.
Hell, I mean, and I've seen Mr. Robot and he just seemed like he was in Mr. Robot. The writing in that show is kind of like on the nose and cringy and like he's like being edgy in a on purpose way. And it's very, you know, like when you're fresh out of college, oh, you're like, yeah, this is cool. And then looking back, I'm like, oh, that show is kind of like terrible. And Christian Slater was like very, very cringy the whole runtime of the program. And then watching this movie, it was just, oh, I think that's like, that wasn't necessarily the writing or like the direction. Like, I think he's just like that because JD, Christian Slater's character in Heathers, is the same level of cringe like the whole time.
Yeah. He might like,
he's very unlikable, and not even because he's like a murderer. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. He does murder several people against their will. First of all,
is the first one that they do when they make an excellent reference to "Let's go to
absolutely
prison."
Absolutely, an excellent reference. I was hoping you would. I was hoping.
Like, oh, I caught the boat out. Cleaner, and I was like, excellent reference to "Let's go to prison."
And that's
directed by our favorite director, and Bob no Odenkirk. Other occupation, Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk, one of the all-time directors. Wish he did more stuff, honestly.
I mean, why, you know, you do the one perfect movie, and you don't need to do anything else. But, you know, so the boat cleaner thing, was that an accident? Like, I mean, obviously you would probably assume they would get violently ill if someone were to drink boat cleaner, if you were to poison them with boat cleaner. But yeah. Would that, if you were,
did Christian Slater think that it was an accident?
Yeah, which if he does and is doing it on purpose, then how stupid is Winona Ryder? Which is the thought I had multiple times throughout the film. I'm like, she's really just kind of believing a lot of stupid shit that Christian Slater is saying. Like, oh yeah, this isn't going to kill people. Oh yeah, this gun, it shoots bullets that just do a little bit
of damage. They're German bullets. They just do 1 HP of damage.
Yeah, I mean, that was literally, yeah. We're just going to shoot them. It's just going to do they're just going to get a little shot.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Just point blank range is just a little bit. I mean, in her defense, he did shoot people closer than that earlier in the film, and they didn't get hurt at all.
Well, that's because he was using blanks.
Yeah, which I don't think is accurate to how blanks work, but.
No, I think you can still get hurt with blanks. I mean, I've never fired a blank or I fired real ones, but you know, not those German bullets.
Yeah, no, Germany didn't exist last time I saw a gun. So, I know so little about anything.
Yeah, I don't know why you wanted to do a movie podcast. You don't know anything, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna try and comment on
analyze film.
It's been around for a minute.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a film that I did zero research on, but I don't think anyone else is talking about it.
Well, like in general. I mean, I think it's a very popular
I don't think anyone is talking about it though.
What is it? We're talking about it. What are you fucking talking about?
Is that anybody else?
Okay, but
I didn't check if anyone's talking about it, but
you don't believe anyone's talking about it, but not for any reason in particular. That's just
it's just people forgot that
it's you don't go outside or read what other people have to say. So you're just like, seeing anybody talk about it, even though I'm not looking for it. So it's probably true.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
That is kind of how your brain works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the audience will pick up on that real quick. That's for sure. This is our first episode of any podcast ever.
Yep. True.
As Rick Reel and Elliot Film, two esteemed scholars of cinema, hence the name Bad Boy Cinema. A new podcast that we all hope you are enjoying. Brand new, never been seen before. Certainly, I've actually nothing recycled.
Now that I think about it, I don't like. Not only is no one talking about Heathers, I don't think anyone's talking about film.
I think certainly we're not right now. Ones. There's certainly nobody talking about the film right now. Based on
I think the we're Oscars. The first ones.
Who is Oscar?
You know who Oscar is? I actually do know this.
And tell me who, because I don't know who Oscar is. Why is he giving out?
I don't really know, but my understanding is that they made a statuette of a little man in gold, and just a lady working at the theater was like, that dude looks like my Uncle Oscar. She was like an assistant or something. Uh-huh. Not to diminish her role, but she was not part of the award ceremony. She was just part of the theater. So it just looks like a dude named Oscar that is likely dead, as there are 75. And he was an adult man, presumably, at the time that he looked like that. So this is three teenage girls named Heather.
It is.
And their friend Veronica.
Heathers. Which is a stupid name for a movie, by the way.
I like
the idea of there being multiple Heathers, I thought was going to be like a core part of the film. And it's not really. It's not. It's not really about the Heathers.
It could have been anything, yeah.
Yeah, it could have been.
They could have all had different names.
Teenage Suicide, Don't Do It, could have been the name of the movie. That would have been better.
Can we talk about that banger of a song?
It was a big fun. It was big fun.
Knocked out of the park, playing on the radio day and night.
Was that a real song, or did they make that for the movie? Like, did that get the Oscar nomination for best original?
I will research it.
Score
right now. Big Fun Band. Are you real?
Mm-hmm. It's also a bad name for a band, too, by the way, in my opinion. But, you know, that song was not good. I don't know why they were like, yeah, we're gonna license out this song and play it five times, and, you know, no one's going to think much of it, you know?
I don't believe that it's a real band.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's not great because it could have been a good song, but I'm glad no one like made that sincerely.
Yeah.
Cause I guess if they made it for the movie, it's going to be like as a bit, cause it's supposed to
be
a dark comedy. Cause people kill each other and they're like, suicide. Isn't it funny?
Look at these guys. They're gay and they killed each other.
Mineral water. That was pretty funny when they pulled the mineral water. They're like, oh yeah, this guy.
Does this answer any question?
Which is funny now, because now in this modern era, as I'm finding out, people drink all sorts of crazy waters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a tap water guy.
I got tap water. Right,
I was 100 years ago. I still am.
I was on well water back then, actually.
If I was alive in 1988. I would also think that somebody who drinks mineral water is gay, probably. But that was just if I was in 1988, which was before and after my time, based on the chronology that we've established.
Yeah, I love to invent lore for no reason.
That's good.
No, it's fun. The bits that they do in this movie, I think they still hit.
There's still it earned not like any hearty laughs from me, but like some, you know, that was
a little bit more
than exhale through the nose, which is good.
Yeah,
but given how hype people are about this movie, because people are talking about this movie. I know you think they're not, but people I know I've been talking about this movie, and they're like, this is a very funny movie. And it was just, I was like, yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, I get the jokes. Yeah. I'm not really laughing that hard. There's funnier jokes in Killers of the Flower Moon from what I hear, you know?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, and I never will at this rate.
What else are you doing?
I
gotta have a job, right?
I absolutely do. Film podcaster.
Yeah, well, this does take a lot of time to do.
It absolutely does. A lot of research goes into this. Not yet, but it will. Pretty soon, I'll be doing some research on these movies.
Yeah, because we love movies, and we want to go through these classic films. and give our two cents, you know, because I think people really need to hear what we have to say, because they need to know what's a good movie and what's, you know, not a good movie.
Yeah. If you are interested in Heather's, I think that it's a good movie. I think that it's a fun time. I think that a lot more of it holds up than you would expect from a film from 1988.
It does not feel that dated, like, other than, you know, the aesthetics of, like, it being in the late 80s, which, I mean, I enjoy those aesthetics, so, you know.
It's great aesthetics.
That's great. The vibes were good. I was hanging out. I was enjoying it. And the fashion's fun. But the movie itself holds up pretty well. And again, like, seeing a movie that just takes place in a real location.
Yeah.
You know, with a lot of modern big blockbusters just being, like, physically nowhere in front of a green screen or what's the Disney,
just like a giant thing, curtain volume that looks like New York City.
Yeah. Oh, I did. Those are good, actually. I kind of or like a little painted spaceship, you know, just very carefully painted, and it looks real. That, I don't know how they do that. That's crazy. I guess they paint it, but
it's just people with real talent doing
people. Yeah, it's crazy when people can just do stuff like
it's
that.
It's something that I can't really fathom.
I can't relate.
Yeah, this movie had a $3 million budget and took in $1.1 million at the box office. So, commercial failure at the time, but look at the staying power. This movie is 70 years old.
70?
I don't do math that quickly, so I just I just guessed.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not that far off.
I think it'd be more accurate to say it's 0 years old. That's how far off you are.
That very well may be true. I'm not going to do the math to calculate if that's true, but
it's, well, did you say 70?
I did say 70.
Yeah, it's actually, well, it's 36. So you are 1 year. Tilted over to the side where it's closer to 70.
Look at that.
So if I had said like
Elliot 10, film coming out on top.
All right. Rick Reel will get his day. Maybe not today, but when we watch a movie for adults, not for. This is a movie for adults compared to some stuff these days. So I shouldn't.
Yeah,
I shouldn't be too rude.
I think my understanding of cinema history, we haven't had like a teen era, and I would say 20 years.
Yeah, I mean,
we went through a very like infantile era.
It was like
Emoji Movie and the Toucan Sam movie and Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 3 is a good film.
Is it?
Yeah, it's I think a worthy topic for this show. We should go through Iron Man 3.
Is that the one? No,
it's the one with the kid. It's the one with the kid, and it's like Christmas time or something. But it's very good.
I think you're thinking of Die Hard. I think you're thinking of Home Alone.
Yeah, I mean,
Home Alone 3.
Is there a Home Alone 3?
There is a Home Alone 3. You know who's in it? Scarlett Johansson.
Apparently, my dad likes Home Alone and like watches them for fun,
like by himself.
Yes,
it's a little concerning.
Well, like, no, like, because it was around Christmas, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch Home Alone. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I was like, since when do you watch movies that aren't black and white, you know?
Yeah, that feels like that's not even like a movie from his childhood.
No, it's not. It's a movie from mine, and I never watched it then, you know? Like,
yeah. It's
a classic movie.
Yeah, watch like a Christmas Story where Ralphie shoots his eye out. That's from your era.
I hate that movie.
Yeah, the movie's not good.
No, it's a bad movie. And people act like it's good, and I do not understand. Whereas if people acted like Heathers is good, which I don't. I mean, it's fine. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it.
It's a great film. Number one film of all time.
But if you say you love it, I'd be like, I understand. Sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of charm to it.
Yeah, it's
movies don't have charm these days.
Yeah, and they also don't have Christian Slater being really fucking irritating. So, you know.
I mean, is he irritating or is he just?
I think that's just how he is.
Jack Nicholson.
His eyebrows. It might have just been the eyebrows. They were just like really almost all the way up his face, like they were touching his hair
the whole time.
Yeah, and he had that little earring. I didn't like that.
Yeah, I mean,
he was justified being bullied, you know, in a lot of ways.
Was he bullied?
I mean,
he's like, my family doesn't love me. And his dad's constantly like, hey, sport, you want to hang out? You need help with your homework?
No, his dad definitely like killed his mom. Like his dad was a piece of shit. Like, I mean, you know, he had a very tragic backstory. He was kind of a prototypical, you know, poor little meow meow, as the esteemed critics would say.
Mm-hmm.
That's his
diagnosis in the DSM-5.
And well, DSM-6, because that's what the six, that's the plus one is the poor little meow meow. That's a whole other thing.
Gotcha. I haven't read that book yet.
It's good. It's a page turner for sure.
Good to know. What else do you want to say about this film? This picture?
I mean, not that I don't have a lot to say about it. It
paints sexual assault in a bad light. I'll say that.
It
paints women in a strong light. And then it's also I would say bordering on extremely homophobic.
It doesn't love the gays too much.
But it does also like give them a little points with the dad at the funeral yelling, I love my dead gay son. And Christian Slater calls him out like, how would you feel if he was alive and gay? But there is a lot of slurs about gay people going on. And there's a bullying scene post-funeral where he demands, somebody says, I like to suck big dicks.
Yeah, I recall that. And I was like kind of tuned out a little bit. And then I tuned in for that part. And I was like, well, that's just what he made him say. That's not really nice, you know?
Yeah.
But then, bullying.
I mean, he got him back.
Yeah.
Watch the movie if you're curious how he got him back.
In my research of Heathers, I actually did a little bit, partially because I wasn't super paying close attention to the movie. But I was doing some research, and apparently there's like kind of this idea that like, it was good that the bullies were being murdered.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I don't know, maybe I'm soft, but maybe I think murdering people is mostly bad.
It's bigger bullying than calling someone gay.
Because like you can bounce back from being called gay.
Yeah.
And apparently these kids these days love being called gay, from what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do.
So true.
When they call themselves that in like a validating way, not when someone's being mean. But Hillary Duff, I think I heard she kind of just.
She's anti-gay.
Don't say gay. Duff. You know, yeah. Right. Yeah. you know, I heard that, but and you bounce back from that. You do not typically bounce back from being murdered.
Yeah.
Which is, you know,
drinking a boat form cleaners of, generally a last act.
It is a last. Well, I mean, they go, if you want to know more about boat cleaner, you gotta check out.
Interested in a documentary about boat cleaner? Let's go to prison.
If you want, it's something that really sings the praises of boat cleaner in non boat cleaning purposes. You gotta check out. Let's go to prison. It's one of the all time films. which we're definitely covering on this show eventually.
When we need
a real banger episode, we're gonna bring out Let's Go to Prison, and we could do like a double length.
Yeah,
we could do the length of the film as far as analysis on that movie, because it is incredible.
It is chock full of Easter eggs. Look, JD, Christian Slater, he really would have loved Joker 2019.
He really would have, in like a bad
way. R.I.P. JD, you would have loved Joker 2019.
He would have been the, and because there were no school shooter, or not school shooters, theater shoot, just regular shooters, I guess, at Joker 2019.
Nobody had a gun in 1988.
But if JD didn't blow himself up with that bomb at the end of Heathers, you know, he would have shot up a theater watching Joker.
Yeah, he would have went crazy for it.
Yeah.
How did you feel about him constantly saying we live in a society?
Oh, it was like, was that supposed to be funny then? Because like now with the context of Joker, right? It's pretty funny hearing this kid just say we're in a society all the time without it being really connected to anything at all. Like he more like not even exaggerating. He just says we live in a society like five times in the movie.
Yeah. That's he's like sentence. A time traveler who's like, I want to get this one meme in this movie.
Yeah. So he kept saying it constantly. Like, were people like, that's a funny bit in 1988?
Or I don't think so.
They're like, we do live in a society. This is novel. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think people didn't realize at the time that we lived in a society.
Because like it is funny framing it like, oh, this is like silly because of now. But like in my head at the time, I'm like, oh, what a fucking like.
At the time, you're supposed to
what a dick bag.
You're kind of like, he's making some points.
He's like, I mean, we don't not live in a society, so.
Yeah. I mean, he was right about a couple things. I'm not going to say he doesn't have any. W's in his corner.
And what was he right about?
Watch the film. And you tell me.
Leave a comment.
Watch the film.
Leave a comment on iTunes about what you think he was right about in Heathers. And leave a review, more importantly. If you like the show, you want to see more, please. Leave us a review on iTunes.
Rate us on iTunes.
Give us 5 stars and send the podcast to a movie loving friend or enemy, whoever. They like movies, or maybe they don't like movies. They just want to hang out with a couple of old timey fellas who just really love cinema. Because that's the two of us. We really love movies.
That's our
one movie we really love in particular.
Yeah, we love one movie, and you're like, we got to check out what else this medium has done for society.
Because for me, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'll speak for myself. You know, you see a masterpiece film and you spend the rest of your life trying to find something that's going to reach that peak, you know?
Yeah. It's like you wake up from cryogenic sleep, as we've all done, and you look at the Sistine Chapel and you're like, whoa, what else is painting done? And, you know, sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes painting has done absolutely nothing for society.
And sometimes it's those cool spaceships in Star Wars that they paint on. Sometimes that. But then imagine watching a whole movie and trying to find the little Star Wars painting version of that. That's pretty challenging, but you're constantly chasing that high. And that's what this podcast is all about, is us chasing the high of finding a movie that's better than Let's Go to Prison, which you can't do.
Can't be done. But,
can't be done.
You know, we're gonna try anyway. The joy is in the journey. What do they say? I don't know. It's one of those newfangled expressions.
The joy is in the journey. The joy is in smashing that subscribe button.
Absolutely. Watch Heathers. Form your own opinion. Don't listen to us.
Again, it's on. Idiots. It's on Amazon Prime.
Absolutely.
In the US and Canada.
Amazon.com/Bad Boy Cinema. Sign up for your first 3 months.
No, we don't have.
No, we don't have the. We don't have the sponsor.
This is a serious show, and we have not that we've done any shows previous to this that weren't serious, but this is a serious show,
mm-hmm.
and you know.
We do not have a sponsorship from Amazon.
We don't have a sponsorship
Prime or otherwise. But
if you Jeff Bezos, you all will be the first to hear
it. You're listening. JPB, hit us up. I'll
do you have any
one of those electronic mailing addresses to shout out in a future episode where you can reach out to us only with sponsorship deals.
Or if you have fan letters, we could do that.
Tell us your thoughts on movies.
Yeah.
Tell us why we're wrong about stuff. And then we'll fight you in the next episode.
Do you have any closing thoughts? I feel like we can kind of bring this in.
Yeah, I think that this this film, it doesn't necessitate, but it is very much helped by analysis, and there's a lot of thought put into a lot of aspects of this film. And I'm going to say particularly the wardrobe. If you pay attention to the colors that each Heather is wearing and the choice of style that they have that shows either their maturity or immaturity, a lot of great stuff. A lot of great stuff. There's a outfit analysis on YouTube that I urge you to check out. Just, I don't know who it is. I don't know who did it, but we're going to support independent creators. Look up.
Great Heather job supporting the creators.
I mean, it's like Modern Girls or something with a U and a Z. But just search YouTube for Heather's outfit analysis. Great stuff. And then watch the film with that in mind. And you're like, whoa, she like lights a beer glass on fire at the same time the other Heather is drinking a glass of water, and she's red and she's blue. It's wild stuff. You just, you know, pay attention. That's all I got. You just, it's a good film. John Hughes would love it if he was Tim Burton.
Yeah. Tim Burton love it if he was John Hughes?
I think he might. I absolutely think he might. I'm a little less certain on that because Johnny Depp's not in it, which I think is a massive W for the film.
And if they were going to have Johnny Depp in this film, they should have had Tim Burton direct.
Yeah. And we didn't want Johnny Depp, so we didn't have Tim Burton direct. We had Michael Lehman.
Tim Burton might have to be chased out of Hollywood because you can't really do a Tim Burton film without Johnny Depp and vice versa. They're kind of a package deal. And if you try and do one without the other, it just doesn't work. And I think that might have...
Yeah, been, famously, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean is unloved.
Well, and you know, those I think
hated films.
Maybe certain things would have gone differently if Tim Burton had directed the Fantastic Beasts movies. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I believe it. I think Jim Carrey should have been Captain Jack Sparrow, but that's my take on that.
That's your take, and you're allowed to have it. I don't have any real closing thoughts on this movie, other than Christian Slater kind of irritated me, and I didn't like his eyebrows. And you will see for yourself that his eyebrows were freakish.
Yeah, I don't think that we spoiled enough for you to not enjoy watching this film for its own merits.
I think honestly it's a film that if you know how it goes, like I think in a lot of ways it might improve it. You know, it's definitely like a first watch, second watch kind of an experience.
Yeah, I did a double viewing of this, not back to back, but within a week. And my second viewing was much better.
Yeah.
I bumped it up a whole star on Letterboxd.
Wow.
Well,
there you go.
That's my final thoughts.
All right. Well,
we'll be back again next week.
Thank you all for tuning into the first episode of Bad Boy Cinema. That is Elliot Film. I am Rick Reel, and we will see you next time.